On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The MK Party in KZN is preparing to rally their members outside the Durban High Court, where MP Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is due to appear. She's facing charges related to social media comments she made, which the state believes fueled the 2021 July unrest. Newswatch's Nishira Sudal is there.
MK Party members have begun streaming into the High Court premises, where Zuma Sambudla is set to appear in about an hour's time. A public order policing unit on wheels has also just arrived with a high police presence ahead of her appearance. Supporters are demanding that charges which are incitement to commit terrorism and public violence be dropped in what they've described as a politically motivated case. The MK Party's Musa Mkhize says former president and president of the party, Jacob Zuma, will be here to support his daughter.
Comrades and commanders will also be here to support generally all people that thought and took a decision to be involved in the July unrest.
The Presidential Protection Unit was seen here earlier scanning the area. The state maintains it has a strong case against Zuma Sambudla with investigations completed. Nushera Sudial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
And the case against four people accused of defrauding KZN Health of millions has been pushed to next month. The suspects were employed at the Mzeleni Hospital in Mazwana, northern KZN. It's believed they received over 3 million rand in illegitimate salaries between 2021 and 2023. They were arrested after investigations found that the number of employees didn't match the payroll. KZN NPA's Natasha Ramkisunkara says the suspects appeared in the Mangozi Regional Court yesterday.
The matter was remanded to the 16th of April 2025 for further investigations.
And further afield, 13 soldiers have been killed in two separate clashes with jihadist groups in Niger. The army says 9 troops fell in combat in the first incident at a mining site in western Tillaberi. In a statement, officials say reinforcements arrived from Burkina Faso to quell the attacks. It led to the killings of 55 jihadists. Landlocked Niger is governed by a junta that seized power in a July 2023 coup. And in other news, the Vatican says the Pope's health is improving as he recovers from double pneumonia and infection. The 88-year-old pontiff has been in hospital in Rome since Valentine's Day. Doctors claim the situation can be considered under control for now, while no decision has been made on his involvement in events over the Easter period. Your top story this hour, the MK Party in KZN is preparing to rally their members outside the Durban High Court, where MP Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is due to appear. She's facing charges related to social media comments she made, which the state believes fueled the 2021 July unrest. Find more news at ecr.co.za. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.